Paramahansa Parivrajakacharya Sadhru Sadhru Srimad Aisi Bhakti Vranta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Parivrajakacharya Sadhru Sadhru Srimad Bhakti Vranta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananta Gauri Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Nama Charya Srila Haridasa Thakur Ki Jai. Prem Skoho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Dvaita Gadadhara Saraswati Gaur Bhakti Vrinda Ki Jai. Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopina Chamkund Radha Kund Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Navadvip Dham Ki Jai. Ganga Maya Ki Jai. Yamuna Maya Ki Jai. Bhakti Devi Ki Jai. Tulsi Maharani Ki Jai. Samaveda Bhakti Vrinda Ki Jai. All glorious to the assembled devotees. All glorious to the assembled devotees. All glorious to the assembled devotees. Thank you very much. All glorious to Sri Sri Guru in Gauranga. All glorious to Srila Prabhupada. Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Staya Mutle. Srimale Jaya Swami Nitanamane. Namacharya Padaya Nitakakamane. Gokta Dhamma Kakamtani. Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Staya Mutle. Srimale Bhakti Viranta Swami Nitanamane. Namaste Sarasatare Vigorani Vicharya Nivishesha Vastare Stavle. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is, by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Chapter 11, Universal Form. Text number yesterday was Tulsi Priya, right? I think she did 47. Is that correct? I think so. So we're at 48 now, no? Yeah, you were there, right, at Gosh Thakur? Oh, you wasn't there? You were there with Jamastami? Okay, anyway.
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah, that was the one with the helmets, no? That was 46, no? Yeah, it must be 48. We did this one, 46, with Jamastami. Oh, universal form, a thousand-armed lord. There was a shoe in your forearm form with helmeted head and with club, wheel, conch, and lotus flower in your hands. Yeah, I remember that because I was speaking about it the other day. So then Tulsi Priya, she did Sri Bhagavan Vacha, text 47, Supreme Personality of God said, "My dear Arjun, happily have I shown you by my internal potency the supreme universal form within the material world. No one before you has ever seen this primal form, unlimited and full of glaring effulgence." No, you did? Was the day before? Anyway, it's not on there. He didn't put. I gave class Sunday, so that was 46. I mean, 45. Yeah. So Jamastami, or maybe it was Tulsi Priya, and then she did 46, and then 47.
On Sunday, you gave.
Yeah.
45?
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Yeah. I'm kind of lost there. Yeah, maybe it is. Oh. I see. Then we are at 47. Yeah. Maybe I'm confused. Yeah. Okay. Oh, I see. You see, this is what you get when you have lack of sleep. Your intelligence just gets shot, you know. Okay, I'm sorry about that. So, and I'm also, I don't know why, I just feel like saying it, maybe to encourage myself. I also want to apologize. I didn't come for the Gaur Arti. I had a little bit of a bad day, and I just didn't make it. So I'll try to be there the next time. Okay, let's just chant these wonderful words of Sri Krishna. Please repeat, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. First, the word for word. So, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. Maya Prasannena Dava Arjuna Idam Rupam Param Darshitam Atma Yogat Tejaha Mayam Vishvam Anantam Adyam Yad Me Tvat Anyena Nadrishta Purvam. Okay, please repeat. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. Maya prasanena tavarjunedang. Rupang parang darshitam atma yogad. Tejo mayang vishvam anantam adyang. Yan metvat anyena nadrishta purvam. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Maya prasanena tavarjunedam Rupang parang darshitam atma yogad Tejo mayang vishvam anantam adyam Yan metva danyena nadrishta purvam Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Maya prasanena tavarjunedam Rupang parang darshitam atma yogad Tejo mayang vishvam anantam adyam Yan metva danyena nadrishta purvam Sri Bhagavan Uvacha Maya prasanena tavarjunedam Rupang parang darshitam atma yogad Tejo mayang vishvam anantam adyam Yan metvad anyena nadrishta purvam Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Maya prasanena tavarjunedam Rupang param darshitam atma yogad Tejo mayang vishvam anantam adyam Yan metvat anyena nadrishta purvam Please repeat Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Supreme Personality of Godhead said, Maya, by me, prasanena, happily, tava, unto you, Arjuna, O Arjuna, idam, this, rupam, form, param, transcendental, darshitam, shown, atma yogat, by my internal potency, Tejaha Mayam, full of effulgence, Vishwam, the entire universe, Anantam, unlimited, Adyam, original, Yat, that which, Me, my, Tvat Anyena, besides you, Nadrishta Purvam, no one has previously seen. Translation. The Supreme Personality of God had said, My dear Arjuna, happily have I shown you by my internal potency the supreme universal form within the material world. No one before you has ever seen this primal form, unlimited and full of glaring effulgence. So, I didn't used to repeat it, but I've noticed from my own experience that even as a lecturer, and I'm looking at it right here, but especially when I'm in the class, I don't really compute when somebody reading it. So I think it's good to read it together. And also, it's good also to learn the English, not just the Sanskrit, you know. So please repeat. The Supreme Personality of God had said, My dear Arjuna, happily have I shown you by my internal potency the supreme universal form within the material world. No one before you has ever seen this spirit, sorry, has ever seen this primal form, unlimited and full of glaring effulgence. Purport. Arjuna wanted to see the universal form of the Supreme Lord, so Lord Krishna, out of his mercy upon his devotee, Arjuna showed his universal form full of effulgence and opulence. His form was glaring like the sun, and its many faces were rapidly changing. Krishna showed this form just to satisfy the desire of his friend Arjuna. This form was manifested by Krishna through his internal potency, which is inconceivable by human speculation. No one had seen this universal form of the Lord before Arjuna, but because the form was shown to Arjuna, other devotees in the heavenly planets and in other planets in outer space could also see it. They had not seen it before, but because of Arjuna, they were also able to see it. In other words, all the disciplic devotees of the Lord could see the universal form which was shown to Arjuna by the mercy of Krishna. Someone has commented that this form was shown to Duryodhan also when Krishna went to Duryodhan to negotiate for peace. Unfortunately, Duryodhan did not accept the peace offer, but at that time, Krishna manifested some of his universal forms. But those forms are different from this one shown to Arjuna. It is clearly said that no one had ever seen this form before. Om Agyana Timarandasya Giranjana Salakya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmaya Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistang Stapitang Yena Buddhale Swayang Rupa Akadamayang Dadati Swaparantikang Vandehang Sri Guru Sri Yuta Parakamalang Sri Gurun Vaishnavangstya Sri Rupang Sakra Jatam Sagana Raghunatam Vitam Tang Sajivam Sadvaitam Savarutam Prichana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Paran Sakana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamstha Hey Krishna Kuruna Sindhu Dina Bando Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhana Sudarevi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanshakalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Saraswati Gaura Bhaktivrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. I'll just get a book because there's no substitute for a book. It's just more convenient. And I would also... Excuse me. A book is more convenient, and I would also like to read one more invocation verse. It's called the Prayojan. Let me get this right. Prayojanadideva Pranam. Sriman Rasa Rasa Rambi Vangsi Vattatasti Taha Karjan Venu Svaner Gopir Gopinata Sriestu Naha. Sri Srila Gopinath, who originated the transcendental mellow of the Rasa dance, stands on the shore of Vamsivat and attracts the attention of the coward damsels with the sound of a celebrated flute. May they all confer upon us their benediction. So, yeah, last time I gave class and I wanted to say one more thing and I couldn't really finish it. So, I think I'll start with that because it... Yeah, that was 45. So now here in 47, we read that this universal form, it's also in the Sanskrit, Atma Yogat, my yoga, here translated, you know, perfect translation, by my internal potency. So in 45, Prabhupada said, this universal form is material and temporary, as the material world is temporary. So, and we had some discussion, one devotee was saying the universal form is material, and here Prabhupada is saying that. So, Prabhupada is saying, the universal form is material and temporary, as the material world is temporary. So, he makes a kind of... Anyway, let's see if we can figure this one out. Because my understanding is that it's temporary, but it's not material. That's my understanding. So we have to see what Prabhupada actually means. In text number 5 of the same chapter, Prabhupada says, Arjuna wanted to see Krishna in his universal form, which, although a transcendental form, is just manifested for the cosmic manifestation and is therefore subject to the temporary time of this material nature. So there Prabhupada says something different. Seemingly different. You know, maybe it's the same thing, but for me it looks different. So Prabhupada says, as the material nature is manifested and not manifested, similarly this universal form of Krishna is manifested and non-manifested. It is not eternally situated in the spiritual sky like Krishna's other forms. So that is the big difference. Like you just saying Nrisingadev Pranam. So Nrisingadev has a planet in Vaikuntha Loka. In the spiritual world there is a planet where Nrisingadev lives. So there is no planet of the universal form. You see? So in that sense it's definitely temporary. So now here Prabhupada says that the universal form is not only temporary, he says also it's material. So, I don't know exactly how to understand it. Because here, Krishna also says, what does he say? Oh, I'm looking at 45. He's saying, Atma Yoga, it's from my yoga. So, this is I spoke about it last time also, it's a difficult topic. You know, the internal potency, Atma Yoga, it can also mean like Yoga Maya. And you have Mahamaya, like devotees say, you're in Maya, Prabhu. So that means that you're, well, simply speaking, it means that you're identifying with the body. Like Sautamaraj, he gave a very, I always thought it was a brilliant example. He said, you know, the bodily concept, you know, it is very destructive. And he gave the example of the Second World War. Because the Germans, they were saying, we are German, and for instance, they were criticizing the Jewish people. So they were saying, you are Jewish, and your body, you are bad, and we are good. So we're going to kill you. You know, this is a bodily concept. You see, this is where it can lead to, and it became a whole disaster. The whole world was in like turmoil. But that is the bodily concept. It is very destructive, actually. So the Prabhupada says, as soon as the world accepts that we're not this body, then so many wars are finished. Because many of these wars are fought because of the bodily concept. You know, so as soon as we understand that we have the same Father, Krishna, or God, Supreme Personality of God, and then so many wars immediately are solved. That is in the end of the 5th chapter, the peace formula. Prabhupada also wrote a pamphlet. It's not really a book, but it's a pamphlet. Actually, I should study it because he was very, he refers to it many times. I'm a little bit spaced out, as they say, in ISKCON. So I have to just get the verse for you. I'm also a little nervous, I think. I don't know why, but it's always challenging to give a class. Here you go. Bhaktaram yagya tapasyam sarva loka maheshwaram suridam sarva bhutanam gyatva mam shantim richati. If you know this truth about me, gyatva mam, if you know this about me, shantim richati, then you will get peace. Bhaktaram yagya tapasyam, I am the bhakta, the enjoyer of all the yagyas and tapasya. I'm the beneficiary of all sacrifice and austerities. Bhaktaram yagya tapasyam. Sarva loka maheshwaram. This is from 529. I am the Ishvara, the Maha Ishvara of all the lokas, of all the planets. I am the supreme lord of all planets and demigods. And Suridham. Surit means friend. Suridham. Yeah, Suridam, the benefactor is here translated. Benefactor, friend should be a benefactor. Suridam sarva bhutanam. I am the benefactor and well-wisher of all living entities. Like Prabhupada, he would write on his letters, you are ever well-wisher. So we should also become well wishers, at least of the devotees. We should always wish the devotees well. It's not always possible for me because I have a very conditioned nature. Still, we should try for it, you know. We're just reciting this verse, Van Chakal Patrubhischa. They are wish-fulfilling desire trees, it says. So, of course, sometimes devotees say, we're trying to be devotees. Still, we should try to see even the devotees that are trying to be devotees, we should see them as devotees, because otherwise, you know, there is one conversation, or maybe it's a letter, the Prabhupada says, there's no such thing as a good devotee and a bad devotee. They're all good devotees, you know. Because once you start making the distinction, it becomes kind of dangerous. Of course, it does say that we have to make a distinction, like you make a distinction between, you know, advanced devotees, medium devotees, and or not really like that. It's more like the Prabhupada says, of the envious, you have to ignore the envious, make friends with equals, and then, you know, take mercy, knowledge from seniors. You serve senior devotees. So in one sense you do have to make distinction, but you know, Prabhupada, he taught us like that, that he also said that in the past, it's, I think that has gone a little bit wrong, and maybe to some extent it might still have, there still might be some kind of left over from the past, because Prabhupada said that no one should feel more than the other. Because that was, now it's different, because we're disciples, you know. So it's different. But in those days, they were all God brothers. So Prabhupada said, none of the God brothers should feel better than the other God brother. Because they're all brothers. Now it's a little bit different, because I'm initiated, so I cannot, you know, be equal with my guru. That is not good. But we have also God brothers. I have so many God brothers. I'm initiated by Jayapataka Maharaj. So then we shouldn't feel better than the other God brother, you know. That is very important. Prabhupada also said to Pranana Maharaj, you shouldn't teach your God brother's lessons. I think that's what Pranana Maharaj said. It's in the following Srila Prabhupada, one of the first videos, because Pranana Maharaj, he joined very early in Buffalo. That's what Prabhupada told him. Don't teach your God brothers lessons. Just be very careful, because they're like equals. So here also, actually, Arjuna, he was apologizing to Krishna that, oh, I was so familiar with you. So friends can be like that, but they don't really instruct each other generally. That is done by guru. That's why Arjuna was apologizing, that I shouldn't have been like a friend to you, because you were my guru. I didn't know you were God, you know. God is the ultimate guru, the first guru. So yeah, we have to be careful, you know, instructing devotees, and we should try to be. I'm just preaching to myself, basically, you know. Don't take it the wrong way. And we should be well wishers of devotees, at least in our minds, and you know, if possible, you know, practically. Practically wishing them well and doing well to devotees. This is, in one sense, you could say it's the secret of success. Yasya Prashanat, Bhagavat Prashano. So Radhanath Swami was explaining that. You were also there. It was very nice Vyasa Puja, you know. And the main thing Maharaj stressed was that we should serve the devotees. We should be nice to the devotees. We should make sure. And also as disciples, they were very much emphasizing this. We don't want to anybody to leave. We want to make sure that the devotees that are here, that they're staying. And Maharaj was explaining that, I mean, at least that's how I remember it, that he would be very pleased if the devotees would be served. So in other words, in order to get his mercy, Radhanath Maharaj's mercy, you need to get the mercy of his devotees. You need to serve his disciples. You know? So, And if you get the mercy of Guru, then you get the mercy of Krishna. You see, and this is what Siddhartha Mahaprabhu says. He says, Sri Arjuna, he was trying to teach me this verse. I think I forgot it again. Gopi Bartu, but I forgot it again. Gopi Bartu Padakamalayor Das Anudas Anudas. Is it like that? Something like that.
It's really close. Anyway, the point is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, I want to be the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of the gopis. So it's explained like that, that our line, they're manjaris, actually. We Prabhupada never really discussed it so much. Still, it's understood that Bhaktivinoda Thakur, or at least Rupa Manjari, I mean, sorry, Rupa Goswami, he is Rupa Manjari, he's a Manjari. And it's understood also that Bhaktivinoda Thakur is a Manjari and Bhaktisiddhanta. But Prabhupada is, it's really, we don't really know. But these things, they're pretty much accepted by most Vaishnavas, that Bhaktivinoda Thakur is a Manjari and Bhaktisiddhanta. Now, Rupa Goswami is even more more broadly accepted that he's Rupa Manjari. So they're Manjaris. So, we want to be the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of the gopis. So, and also with Tulsi we sing that, right? Nivedana daro sakira no gata karo seva adi koro dije koro nicha dasi. So, dasi means, gopi. We want to, please let me serve Seva Adi Koro Nija, Koro Nija Dasi. Let me become a servant of the Dasis. And Eni Vedana Dara Sakir Anugata Koro. Let me become one of the Sakis, the girlfriends of Krishna. Let me become a follower of the Sakis. So it's all very esoteric, but the principle is that we become the servant of the servant of the servant. That is the point. And that we, like it's said in scripture, that the devotee is very powerful. So if we wish each other well, it's going to be very auspicious. Because the devotee is with Krishna generally. So if a devotee is wishing another devotee well, like I really pray for this devotee, then and everybody's praying for each other, because I know from my own experience that sometimes the opposite happens. The devotees get really angry with each other and they start cursing each other and all kinds of things. So that is also powerful. My Guru Maharaj, when he gave me second initiation, it's kind of an interesting way of looking at the verse. He said, Jani kani cha papani, brahma hachari kani cha. That even the killing of a brahmana is counteracted by going around Tulsi. He says, now you're a Brahmin, or at least you got second initiation. So he says it works the other way around too. He says, everything a Brahmin does, it is, it is very big. Like I give sometimes the example of a politician. If he goes to the prostitutes and they get his picture, his career is finished. So similarly, a Brahmin, if he does some mistake, then the punishment is much bigger. So he explained to me, now you have to be more careful. You have to follow more strictly, because your the reaction that you will get will be more severe. So similarly with the devotee, who is supposed to be higher than a Brahmin, if he does something wrong, then also the reaction is more severe, like with Ekadasi. It's times 1,000. If you eat grains on Ekadasi, it's very bad. If you eat grains on any other day, it's no problem. And if you do good on Ekadasi, if you fast, then it's very, very good. So, similarly, a devotee, if he curses someone, it can be very, very disastrous for the other devotee. And if he wishes well, then it can be very, very beneficial for the other devotee. So, you should really, and again, I'm just preaching to myself, should really try to get into that mood. Why not? Krishna will take care. Krishna took care of Prahlad Maharaj. If something's really wrong, we have to trust. We believe in Krishna, no? I mean, I believe in Krishna. But maybe we don't believe enough in Krishna. He's in our heart. He knows everything. He's super intelligent. In fact, he's the most intelligent. He knows everything. He's not only in our heart, he's in everybody's heart. So he knows exactly what the other devotee means and what you mean and what's going on in between and who's right and who's wrong and who's acting inappropriate and who's, like that. And he knows exactly how much percentage he is acting inappropriate. Exactly. And he knows exactly how much you are acting inappropriate. Because sometimes Yamaraj makes a mistake, but Krishna's not like that. That's why it's called Achyuta. I mean, Yamaraj generally doesn't make a mistake, but like with Ajamil, You know, they got the wrong guy, because he was chanting Narayan. So, but you know, Sri Vishnu, that never makes a mistake. That's why he's called Achyuta. So, yeah, we have to trust Krishna, you know. Of course, and this is where it gets tricky, Prabhupada also says, God helps those who help themselves. And he says that you work like everything is depending on you, and you pray like everything is depending on Krishna. I think the main thing of that is, though, that we have to work hard. And, you know, we were just discussing it, actually, because I had a big problem with these things, you know, especially with following authorities and being very critical. And then I read this discussion between Guru, what's his name? Guru Das? Right? Jamuna's husband? Guru Das. And he started it, and then Harikai started kind of badgering Prabhupada. He started keep asking him. And it was about the fact, Guru Das started it, that devotees are saying that the president, temple president, is representing you, and that everything he says is your words. Devotees were preaching to Guru Das like that. And it was difficult for Guru Das to accept that, you know. And Prabhupada was kind of upholding that principle. He says, yes. And then, of course, Guru Das was making the argument that, well, what if he's doing something wrong? Prabhupada says, that is not your job to correct. That is the spiritual master's job. And then Hari Kesa, of course, he started to ask, like, yeah, but what if it's really wrong? You know, and you know, how do you make progress, you know? If he's instructing you something that is wrong and you do it, and then Prabhupada said, no, progress is going on, you just be sincere, it's not your job, to, you know. And then finally, after Hari Kesa kept pressing upon, Prabhupada says, he will come out. If he's really wrong, and we've seen it in the past, I think it's impolite to call any names, but, you know, there were, you know, so-called big devotees, and nobody ever thought they would leave, and suddenly they were gone. You know, and there can be, it's difficult, we have to be careful, there can be different reasons. Generally, though, it's understood that one of the reasons is Vaishnava Aparad. You know, so it mounts up, and it's said in the Shastra that if you commit Vaishnava Aparad, then your life will become shorter, your health, and your pious credits, because it actually works like that. You do your sadhana, like we discussed Ekadasi, you get points. Not only bhakta points, but you get like karma points. Like, you know, once Stalker Krishna, he was talking about Bhakti Charamanites, and he was giving the example that, yeah, my Guru Maharaj, like, sin cannot touch him. He did so much tapasya, it just goes like ping, 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 like a bulletproof vest. And I could imagine it like that, you know, that some of these devotees, they did so much tapasya and sacrifice that whenever some criticism comes, it doesn't really affect them. Actually, I wanted to say that also this morning. It's called Tejas Nadoshanam Natejas, that a powerful person, Tejas, mistakes doesn't affect him. This is the answer that Sukadeva Goswami says when Lord Krishna was being criticized with dancing with the gopis. He was saying that a powerful person should not be criticized, because he can handle that, you know. And Prabhupada says in an old Back to Godhead, I remember it, I've tried to find it, but I can't find it anymore, that the king can do no wrong. This is an English saying. And Prabhupada says this applies 100% to Lord Krishna. So with the king or with the guru, that might not be 100%. So we always have to keep a little bit, you know, not a little bit, we always have to keep our intelligence, actually. Still, we might not need to act. And that is what we were discussing, because this is now the other side of the story. And this is, especially in Amsterdam, and this was so much in devotees' mind, you know. Independently thoughtful. Many devotees use this word. Prabhupada, as far as I know, he used it once or a few times. And the way he used it is in a letter. That's how I remember it. At least, maybe there's other instances, but this is at least what I know from the letter. And he said, I want you to be independently thoughtful, not that the GBC is doing everything for you. I want you to go to the municipality and get the permissions and deal with the local people and that you become independently thoughtful. So that's what Prabhupada meant, not that the GBC is managing everything like some Bengali mother, and you just, you know, you just open your mouth and then just put in the food. So it doesn't mean that you don't follow authority. That was not at all what he meant. It was just that you become a first class servant, actually. You know, first class, second class, third class, and then fourth class, fifth class. Sometimes. So not that one leader knows everything and you stop thinking. You have to be independently thoughtful. Yeah, sometimes Prabhupada suggested that the president, it doesn't have to be all the time, but that it can rotate. That one year you're the president and the next year I'm the president. And they did that in Antwerp. And I think it worked okay. I mean, it's also good if somebody here like Rita Chaitanya just steady, you know, year in, year out. It's also good, but it's different models. Anyway, so that independently thoughtful, it was so many times I felt abused in Amsterdam, and still I think it's going on all over the movement and in the Vaishnava community at large. The way I understand it, and especially from this discussion where Prabhupada, he upheld that principle so strongly. You know, and there's other discussions also that are even more controversial, where Prabhupada again upheld that principle that you just follow the authority, and then he will come out. Then that's what I mean with Prahlad Maharaj. You know, he wasn't actually asking for Nrisingadev. He was just, you know, because he was starting to, you know, hit this pillar, and he was actually ready to kill him. You know, and Prahlad Maharaj, he was just kind of like, well. If that's what you really want to do, go ahead. He wasn't scared, but then Nrisingadev thought, now it's enough. You know, it's enough. It's enough, and he came out of this pillar, and he killed him. I mean, he had to be killed anyway. All the demigods were complaining, and you know, but you know, it was also his pure devotee. Prabhupada says, from all the Mahajans, there's 12 Mahajans: Bhishma Dev, Sukadev Goswami. Says Prahlad Maharaj is the best example. It's the best example. So we should take, because Dhruva Maharaj is not really a Mahajan, considered Mahajan, but Prabhupada says we should not become like Dhruva Maharaj. I'm a little bit like Dhruva Maharaj. I have this anger, you know, I'm a little bit of a kshatriya. So he became very angry. And he felt very sorry at the end. He said, I've been asking for stones. He wanted a bigger kingdom as his grandfather, Lord Brahma. And he wanted to revenge, you know. So he felt really embarrassed, you know. Vishnu still gave it to him, but he didn't want it anymore, but he got it anyway. But he felt really embarrassed. And Prabhupada says we shouldn't embarrass ourselves like Dhruva Maharaj. We should not ask the Lord for these kind of material things. We should not be angry. So we should become like Prahlad Maharaj. You know? We should just preach, and at the same time, that is what we discussed this morning, stay respectful, you know, towards the demons and anybody. Because he kept respect to his father. He said, oh, best of the demons. Yes, I'll go to school, no problem. You know, but he kept also his, because basically Narada Muni was his guru. He preached to him when he was in the womb. So he kept kind of in line with his guru. He kept preaching Krishna consciousness to the children. And the teachers, they didn't know what to do, because they knew that Hiranyakashipu didn't like Lord Vishnu. Because it was told to him that Lord Vishnu, he also killed his brother, Hiranyaksha, you know, Varahadev. So he really didn't like Lord Vishnu. He killed his brother. So the teachers, they knew that, so they were really scared, you know. Anyway, so that is just what I am struggling with. And struggled with, and I think it's the best policy, you know, because that's what I wanted to say, is that my personal feeling. I mean, there could be many reasons why we fell down from the spiritual world. Sometimes Prabhupada says is that because we got attracted to the opposite sex in the spiritual world. That can happen. Another reason that Prabhupada generally says that we got envious of Krishna. So So we had a problem, some other, with the authority of Krishna. So that is very deeply ingrained. You know, like Prema Siddhi, he said, you should at least find one person that you can surrender to. You know, but we should try to surrender to all the devotees, but at least one that is guru. You know, that we think this person is more advanced than me. We should at least find one person like that. Like Duryodhan, he couldn't find anybody. Right? He was sent out by Lord Krishna. And then Yudhisthira, he said, I couldn't find anybody that was more qualified. I mean, I thought everybody was more qualified than me, Yudhisthira was saying. This is a devotee. So, this is the problem that we, you know, I feel this is very deeply ingrained inside the soul. Because we have a false ego, and we have a real ego. So, you know, I give the example sometimes of the different layers. Every layer is 10 times bigger. So the ego layer is one of the last layers. So you can only imagine how big it is. And we have to go through that. So it's just to give you an idea how big the false ego is. It's huge and it's very subtle. So, and the false ego, it reacts against other false ego, you know. So we should try not to do that. That's why Prahlad Maharaj is such an amazing example, because he didn't. He didn't retaliate at all. Dhruva did, you know, even though he became a pure devotee, but he did retaliate. So we should try not to do that. We should trust Lord Nrisimhadev, we should trust Lord Krishna, that they will protect us. It's difficult, at least for me, you know, but that is the philosophy. You know, and then that was what we were discussing also. I mean, just again, I just want to have it clear. This is very deeply ingrained that we have a problem with authority. This is a prison. This is what prisoners do. They're criminals. And they just don't care about the government or the police. And they just steal from other people. They feel they're being shortchanged. I need this. It's my right to take this. This person already has so much. Let me steal it from him. So we're all like that. Prabhupada says, anybody that has a material body, he's a criminal. So we're all criminals. It's a prison house. So of course, we're devotees, so we're trying to get better. So, but the conditioning, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, it's very deeply ingrained. So we have to be careful about this whole false ego. And then, you know, just to give the other side, is that if you really want to do something, this is what we were discussing this afternoon, then you can, you know, go to the authority. Because you have to see if it's within your, this is what one devotee explained to me, if it's within your in your field of what you can do. Like if you are the president, then you can sometimes do something like that. You have to. But if you're a new bhakta or you're just a humble servant of the project, then it's not your place to start correcting people. You can tell to some authority that maybe this particular person is not acting, but then you have to also be detached. You have to kind of, you know, if that person doesn't do anything, then you at least you did your duty telling him, and then you have to leave it up to Krishna. It's called lording it over material nature, and it's a very difficult subject, but personally, I think if you want to go one way or the other, it's better to just stay on the safe side and be like Prahlad Maharaj. Because sometimes we can also say, no, we have to be like Arjuna and we have to fight. Any devotees are in that mood and they make it all Guru Kshetra, you know. Like you have the good devotees on the one side and the bad devotees, and it becomes this whole war. Prabhupada very specifically says, unless you're directly ordered by Lord Krishna, you shouldn't do that. You know, so we have to be very, very careful with that. So it can be done in certain exceptional cases. Of course, we also know that they tried everything to avoid the war, so many diplomacy. But to be on the safe side, it's better to be like Prahlad Maharaj. You know, to just simply tolerate it. But Not that we lose ourselves. We try to maintain our sadhana, you know, and our spiritual practice. And we cannot compromise on those things. But I know, I have some experience, I've been 6 years in the movement. Generally, when you have these kind of conflicts, most of the time it's your sense gratification. What is that? Eating, sleeping, mating, defending. You're being attacked on one of those four things. So if that is the case, you should just tolerate it. You should just take less sleep, take less prasadam, take less, you know, maybe you're getting kicked out of your room that is defending, you know, like that. I mean, that is if you want to be a pure devotee. If you want to keep chanting Hare Krishna, Kirtaniya Sadhana Hari, what do you have to do? Trinada Pishanichana. So generally it's those four things. When we get angry, when another devotee is kind of stopping us in that, you know, we're getting less sleep and less. So we should try generally to tolerate that. And but not if it's like, you know, you should chant less rounds, or because that also sometimes happened in the past, that people say, you know, you just do sankirtan, you know, the rounds are not important. So unless the spiritual master says it, he can say it in exceptional cases, then we shouldn't follow that, you know. We should try to explain, well, look, I have to chant my rounds. Well, I can do the service, I can try and sleep less or whatever. I can try to cut down on everything, but I cannot cut down on chanting my rounds. I can just explain it. And otherwise, maybe, you know, it's a big world, you know, go somewhere else where we can't chant our rounds. Sorry, it was a little bit of a controversial lecture. I wasn't in very good consciousness, I just speak from the heart. So we have to stop there. So, if you want, we can have more discussion outside or another time. So, thank you very much. Like Daneshwar said, he said, please be nice to each other. So I'll say the same thing. I'm mainly preaching to myself. Let us all try to become well-wishers of each other, you know, of the devotees. Just wish each other well. It doesn't cost anything, and it will be tremendous benefit for the other devotee. Because we're devotees, we're trying to be devotees. So Radharani, Krishna, they will listen. If we're saying, please help this devotee, it's going to be very, very good for that other devotee. Try it, you know. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.